Okay, we're going to begin. We're a little bit late. We probably will try and still conclude about 12:30. So essentially, we're going to get reports from the groups, record them, see where we're at. Very good exercise, by the way, in anticipation of next Saturday. I must admit, I attended one group. Instead of hopping around, I attended one group for the whole time. And frankly, I thought it was quite awesome in terms of the dynamics and what had happened. So the first group to report is group from 420, Cashy's group. Who's reporting for Cashy's group? Rick.
Thanks, Jack, for attending our group. And thanks to Cashy for doing a great job moving things along, and to Eli for recording. We had our top three on here. They're in no particular order. We just changed a little bit of wording, tweaked a few of the points. The first one being local representation, being a recognizing of the importance of local representation to BC regions outside the Lower Mainland, their economic and social health issues. The next one was increased proportionality. We changed that a little bit as well, where seats one should more closely mirror votes as opposed to a misinterpretation of pure proportional. The third one was more voter choices. Again, we changed it a little bit, allowing voters to express a greater range and texture of preferences. On the other side, one group featuring politics that's not important, single-party majority governments, because they do not represent the popular vote. Clearly, the public wants a change from that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Group 2, Kara, room 470. Who's reporting there? Jack.
Okay. In terms of rank ordering, we ranked number 1, seats 1, mirror votes 1. So that's yes. We had a tie for the silver medal, which may cause Susanna's computer to blow up. I'm not sure. But they were MLAs chosen to represent local constituency, and strong role for individual MLAs. They received the same amount of support. And, in fact, our group saw them as very closely related to one another. And the bronze or tin medal went to a strong role for individual, sorry, opportunity to vote for candidate and party. Now, we ran out of time, really, to discuss all of these in any depth, and we spent most of our time discussing the tie for second, the strong MLAs, which, as I say, we related to one to the second item related to that. We saw as important in that, a feature of importance in that is lessening of party discipline and more accountability to the local electors. The key theme, I think, was that local interests require local representatives, and that requires someone who is a resident of the district to represent and be accountable to the people in the district, to look after their interests based on an intimate knowledge of those interests and the differences and needs that pertain to that constituency. Other features that we discussed, which ate into our time to discuss the eight on the list, included a discussion around the desirability of less adversarial and more consensual politics. And on a slight variant to that, more constructive and more civilized tone to politics. And some people saw those as similar to each other, or the same as each other. Some of those saw a difference between the two in the sense that adversarial politics and consensual politics are not necessarily ends in themselves, but having a civilized and constructive debate was. Sorry, the least favored option was the same as group one. Single-party majority government.
Okay, Susanna. Okay. Group 3, Terry's group, room 320. Who's reporting there? Okay.
All right. For our group, the most important features of BC politics are, one, we called it voter choice, two, seats mirror votes, and three, MLAs are representative of local constituencies. And then we had a minority opinion thought, and it was like running in fourth, but we could not narrow it out. Socially cultural representative legislature would be important and reflective of BC. And we chose these three features. Voter choice encompasses party preferences and candidates and is more important than ballot simplicity. And our second choice, two, seats mirror votes, encourages multi-party competition, transparency, and is a fair, just system. And three, MLAs are representative of local constituencies, so voices are heard and there's a direct connection with the government. And the feature was like the other two groups that we did not, that was not important, was single party majority governments. The reason why we feel this feature is not important is more party involvement, no checks on what party does, no effective representation, no opposition, adversarial system does not encourage it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Royce's group, room 340, who's reporting there?
That would be me.
Thanks.
CJ? We had a lively debate, and the three elements that we felt were most important actually included a bit of a fourth one. Far and away, the most important element that we wanted to see in BC, the BC system that we chose, was voter choice on the ballot. Tied for second were local representation and strong roles for MLAs. And then finally, there was proportionality. And then there was a minority feeling that there should be a social and cultural representation component to it, but strongly not including quotas. I just want to make sure I haven't missed anything here. The one feature of BC politics that we did not think was very important was the single party majority. To the shock of everyone, I'm sure. Thank you.
Got everything? Okay, Mark's group, room 370. Who's
right
reporting
here.
There?
Right here, Mark. Jack. Right here. Jack.
Oh, sorry. Wrong.
Thanks.
No worries. our group selected as our three most important features that seat should mirror the votes. Also, number two would be MLAs chosen to represent a specific constituency. And number three was that the system should encourage multi-party competition. And those three were very close in numbers, but we also had three that were all very close again right after that. So we just wanted to mention that. And the reason we chose these three features is that the seats one should mirror the votes because the current system produces inaccurate results and ignores some voters. That the system should encourage multi-party competition because it results in more equitable legislation, more debate and discussion, and increased competition, which is good. And we also want to note that while local representation was important, it should be noted that it may be more important to some constituencies than to others, and that also that district size could impact on local representation. And yes, surprise, surprise, single-party majority governments were the one that we didn't think was that important for the reasons that were already stated.
Great. The next group to report is Julia's group, room 380. Who's reporting there? Yeah, Sherry? And Andy. Right. Anita. Right. Adina, thank you.
Okay, so we thought our first choice was seats one should mirror votes one. For the second one, we had a tie between opportunity to vote for candidate and party, and system should encourage multi-party competition. And our third choice was MLAs chosen to represent a specific local constituency. We also thought an important one that should be in there should be district size, the geographical district size. Although it wasn't one of our top choices, and we didn't eliminate it either, so we just think it's an important thing to keep into consideration. And the one that we thought wasn't important was also single-party majority governments.
Thank you. Catherine's group, room 410. Darren.
Hi. We had some quite a lively discussion because we didn't feel that these desirable features presented necessarily reflected what we wanted to say. So we discussed some other issues like consensual politics. Couldn't necessarily agree what that meant, and then we went back to the list. Our three most important features that we chose in order of desirability, number one, MLAs be chosen to represent a specific local constituency. We chose this because a local representative allows for local voices to be heard in the legislature. It provides for access to government and ensures that all areas of the province are equally represented. Number two, we chose opportunity to expand voter choice. We didn't feel that the second feature there, opportunity to vote for both preferred candidate and party, sufficiently said what we wanted to say, because we thought it would also be desirable to choose between multiple candidates from the same party. Voter choice should be maximized. And the reason for that was that it empowers voters. It reflects their true choices, keeps voters interested and engaged, and eliminates the requirement for what we call negative strategic voting, that is, holding your nose and voting for a party that may not be running a candidate in your riding. Also, it makes an election about choosing a candidate versus voting for a party. The third choice that we, or feature that we chose, was that seats won should mirror votes won. The reason we chose that is because we valued proportionality in that it adds more voices to the legislature. To our group, the one feature of BC politics that was not important was single-party majority governments. We felt that it is fine with a natural majority, but not with an artificial one, because that the makeup of the government or the legislature does not reflect the voter sentiment, and the cost on the other values is too high. Indeed, it eliminates some of the other things that we held to be important. Thanks.
Thank you. Cameron's group, room 430. Who's reporting there? Mary.
Thank you. Our group had a very lively discussion this morning. I think it could be well said for the first weekend back. So we were all kind of struggling as to where we were going with this. However, we came down to our 3 points were seats won should mirror votes. That was very important. We felt that votes should count. Also, there was mention that when seats mirror votes, the party would bring forward more diverse candidates, women and minorities, and that, of course, candidates would be elected more on merit and nominations as well. Number two, where MLAs chosen to represent a specific local constituency, that received 5 votes. It wasn't discussed in any at any length, but the first one, number the seats won by should mirror votes, that received 9 votes as well. And number three, the system should encourage multi parties, that received 5 votes, and we didn't really discuss that to any length as well. The single party majority government was one that did not receive any importance, so that was taken off the list. We did, however, add two more that we felt were very important and should be on the, on that list was the simplicity in ballot to desirable feature section. We felt that should be on there, and ballot choice, that we needed to have that included, that was a very important part of the features of BC politics. We discussed in Lent a socially and culturally representative legislature. That was a very lively debate, so we would like to sort of put that forward and see perhaps where Ken and Carmen can take that for us. It seemed to have a lot of weight, and it was pretty lively in our room, so we'd like to follow that up a little bit more. And that's my report.
Thank you, Mary. And then Amanda's group, room 480. Ray.
Thank you. Before I go in with the exciting vote scores, I'd like to tell you about the four additional items we discussed before we could get on with the voting. The first one was we believe the system, and this is concentrating on desirable features for BC politics, the system should allow independent MLAs to be elected. That's no party affiliation. The next one was a system that promotes and increases voter interest and participation and turnout, we think is the desirable feature. And also a system that should relate to different needs in different geographic areas of the province. Another final addition was a single system for the whole province. Now, we didn't agree with all these necessarily, but after discussion, we agreed at least to put on the list, and then they could be ranked. So the ranking will pick up those if necessary. We also, and I'm noticing the way you do your system here, which is quite interesting, because we had a tie for first place, but I wanted to tell you that, as you'll cut us down to 0.5 for each one of them. So I'll tell you three plus one that we think is important. The
trying to beat the system.
In the desirable features, we believe that MLAs chosen to represent a specific local constituency is a high priority. That seats won should mirror that seats won should mirror votes won. And that the third one, opportunity to vote for both preferred candidates and party. And that extra one was strong role for individual MLAs. I should say at these peripheral points there was an awful lot of discussion. And it was out of that discussion that we came to some exciting conclusions, which I'll tell you about in a moment. We then had that popular undesirable feature of the single party majority governments. We added to that elections should determine who forms governments, although there's a lot of discussion about the truth of a statement like that in any case, but it didn't seem to be important to some people. But the one that caused most grief in our timing was the debate about the socially and culturally representative legislature. And having done that, we learned a great deal about this process, that we valued the process because it enabled us to enjoin each other in the debate about what we actually meant by these things. And it was in that discussion that we began to appreciate that even the system that we're doing today could be misleading if we took that as the guide to where we would now inevitably end up, because we recognized we needed a lot more discussion before we could come to these conclusions. Thank you.
Thank you. And last, Hillary's group, Delta. Wendy.
Well, we had a very lively debate. I guess I'm not too sure what the note takers and what the presenters like myself are supposed to do, because I certainly don't have as many words here to say as I might like to say. And I can't believe that Ray had all those things written down in his, along with other people, so this is something I'm not clear about. We didn't rank ours, but we have three. The opportunity to vote for both preferred candidate and or party. We had quite a discussion about that. I guess that was a holdout because I didn't want to vote for a party. Seats won should mirror votes won. And we chose systems should encourage multi-party, and the last word is, I guess, missing here, competition. Number one, the opportunity to vote for both preferred candidate and party was a choice is always best. I think we got a little hurried at the end here, so we don't have as much discussion here as we might otherwise have. Seats one should mirror votes was because it would be fair and diverse. The system should encourage multi-party competition because we would get more debate. Choose to include debate in that statement. Instead of just competition, it's also competition and debate because it is what occurs after the election. The election was considered the competition. So I think we had quite a discussion about this one. It's really not just about the election, but also about what happens inside the House. Not everyone was in agreement about these top three, and you know I'm one of the dissenters. To our group, the one feature of BC politics is simply not important. I'm pretty sure we actually had two in our group. I only have written down here single-party majority governments. I believe that the other one was that elections should determine who forms the government. People in my group agree that that was... Okay, so there was two things here, and we didn't get them both written down. The reasons why we feel this feature is not important, what I've got here is feelings that coalition and minority governments could be a good thing as well. So we had quite a debate, and one thing I would like to add is at the beginning of the debate, we questioned these questions as leading us in a certain direction. And I'll say that's what we thought about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Ken to come and for some very brief comments, observations.
Well, I think it's incredibly interesting. You talk about all these things and never had to talk about electoral systems. And I think that, you know, the diversity and the tension between all these things are reflect the arguments and the tensions that kind of underlie discussions about what kind of institutions will move towards these directions or other ones that came up in groups. And in some sense, trying to be clear on some of these things is really important in terms of the kind of conversations you're going to have to begin then to have in the next couple of weekends as you talk about, okay, what kinds of institutions might help articulate and institutionalize some of these kind of preferred styles and orientations to doing politics. And my sense is that this, from just immediate instinctive reading of this, is that people have moved a long way and that there are kind of beginnings to be kind of a crystallization of notions as to what a different kind of politics in British Columbia might look like. Whether there be agreement on what kind of electoral system will produce that remains to be seen. But I think, I frankly think you've gone an awfully long way and I've been very impressed.
Me too. And next week, of course, a real decision start. This was a kind of a preliminary run at the kinds of things that we're going to look at next weekend far more specifically and actually start making some decisions, incremental decisions, which we can revisit, but decisions which will lead us ultimately to week 3 and 4, where we then do make a decision as to whether the current system we have we should keep, retain, or if we should adopt something else and what it ought to be. Clearly, I think there's indications here, we clearly for anyone to observe some directions that we're going to explore over the next little while. I want to, I assume somehow for the one group I was in, I would be happy to get your, pick up your comments later, but we made a couple of little changes in the process from the springtime. We included note takers, and I have to assume that worked out reasonably well, and nominating your reporter seemed to work fairly well, and I'll be looking for some kind of feedback on that later, but it'd be important to know that. The feedback or the reporting back from groups to plenary was something that concerned you. This was much quicker than normal, and my hunch is that we've kind of improved that system. Is a sense there that system improved slightly? Okay, well, we were listening, and tried to do that. Next week, we get into decision time. We are going to start the beginning of the week for about 20 minutes or so on Saturday morning. We're going to revisit the values. We're going to talk about what does consensus mean, how do you make consensus decisions, and then, of course, Saturday evening, we have a workshop in this room on that. I believe that's it. Unless there's any major questions, I don't want RB now for you to sell your favorite electoral system or anything of that sort. But if there are questions on process or administrative matters before we leave, we can take a couple. Don.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, I think the idea of adding the note takers was a good idea, and I think it works quite well. I do have some concern, however, with the size of our groups. Our groups are all much larger, it would seem, than they were in the spring session, and I'm not so sure that with all of the decisions that we have to make, particularly the types of decisions we have to make, that we shouldn't either have the size of the groups reduced or else more time, more time allotted to the process. We're not in a learning process now, we're in a decision-making process, and I believe we have to look at that.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll look at it. Yep, Dan.
I've been asked to make an announcement. We decided to increase your cool factor exponentially, and so we started an organization called Buy Jack a Hat. And this is the announcement. Your fellow assembly members know how much you want a hat and how much you don't want to pay for it. We have all donated a dime or more. Someone threw in 2 cents. So you can have your hat with enough for a down payment for a second one.
Wow, I appreciate that very much. Dan, I would have been insulted if you're going to buy me a toupee. Taya, I got it right.
All right. I just wanted to take this opportunity. Yesterday it was Bev and her husband's 30th wedding anniversary, and today it's Linda and her husband Elo's 42nd wedding anniversary.
Wow. And congratulations to all of you. Margaret.
Thank you. I sincerely regret that I'm not going to be able to be at the next session. My son's getting married in California, and while this is terribly important, he may be 30 years old, but he's still my baby. So that's where I'm going to be. I hope that the decisions that you make, everyone's comfortable with. I'll look forward to finding out what they are. Also, a number of people approached me regarding the issue of Aboriginal people and the process that we've followed so far. And on reflection, I think that there is a logical response to that that would best be handled in our off-mandate section of our report. If what was requested by the BC Summit was government-to-government negotiations, then that's what we should recommend, that if there is to be a process of any form of special representation of Aboriginal people, it should be negotiated by the government with First Nations.
Okay, Margaret, we'll miss you next week. Thanks. Edith?
I just wanted to make a note on the counting system that was used here. I noticed that the first few groups before voter choice was added onto the bottom had actually said that one of their three values was voter choice, and it was put into opportunity to vote for both preferred candidate and party, and I'd like to see that corrected when that count comes out, because at least three of those votes that are in there should actually be down for expanded voter choice.
Okay, we'll make that notation. Okay. Susanna says yes. Great. This is, as you know, rough kinds of approximations anyway. We get into more serious and more specific decisions next week. Any last one comment? I think Janet, did you have something?
Edith just brought up the point that I was going to make about more groups had voted for voter choice as a desirable feature. So
I think that's what we meant, and they just specifically asked for that. So anyway.
Yeah, I think we've got it. If not, give us heck next weekend. We say everything else okay, then we'll see you 2 weeks from now. This has been a great weekend. Thank you very much.